It's Thursday night, August 13th, a little after 10 p.m., and that means that you're tuned in to Thursday Night Thunder. Whether you're listening to it on Friday afternoon, Monday morning, or Sunday during service, this is Thursday Night Thunder. Yeah, of course, I am one half of your tag team and co-hosts tonight and each and every Thursday night. Known the better part of the world around and almost all of the Midwest as Max. No, I'm not your baby's daddy. Holiday.
But he could be. Yay.
And he should be.
No, he should not be. And the man joining me tonight is the one sitting directly to my right each and every Thursday.
Not each and every Thursday,
okay,
but
well,
when I'm here, I'm here.
Majority of the Thursdays.
My name, children, it is me, Mr. TCB, Johnny. Wait for it.
We're waiting.
Wait for it.
Still waiting.
Draven.
Well, Thursday Thunder.
Draven.
And this is a professional wrestling podcast about pro wrestling. Everything news, rumors, and of course, our opinion on the topics. Opinion on the topics at his end, if you will.
If you...
Who will?
Thank you.
Well, kicking it off tonight. I thought I had it up here and I don't. Well, there goes that theory.
That's what she said.
There goes that idea, not theory. There goes that idea of starting off with the Raw results.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, this past Monday night, WWE Raw was brought to you from Everett, Washington. And let's see here. So we're going to skim these real quick. In our first matchup on Monday Night Raw.
Washington's the home of Daniel Bryan.
Well, why don't you put your Simpsons game away?
It's not my turn to talk. So.
And you...
Whoa, Mr. Anderson.
Team BAD, Team Bad versus Team Bella.
Team Who Cares?
Your winner, Team
who
Bella.
Who cares?
See? Your game is interrupting this podcast.
Your podcast is interrupting my game.
The New Day defeated Los Matadores.
Matadores.
Then we have Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton versus Cesaro for number one contender.
Ooh. Sounds like it could have been a good match.
Number one contender to what? The heavyweight title?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, it was.
All right. And your winner with an RKO out of nowhere, Randy Orton.
It was actually very nice.
What was?
The RKO.
Oh, was it? You saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then we had Luke Harper defeating Dean Ambrose.
You beat Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, I okay. Then we have Mark Henry winning via disqualification over Rusev.
With Summer Rae.
Rusev! Is that who his new chick is? Summer Rae?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. Oh, wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Neville, the man in which gravity forgot.
Neville.
He went over on King Barrett.
King Barrett, you say, hey?
Yep, King Barrett.
Huh.
WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Seth Rollins, your champion, defended his title against one Randy Orton. Did you watch that part of Raw?
Yes.
Who won?
Randy Orton should have. Seth Rollins did, technically.
Okay.
But Randy Orton's got off a yet another beautiful RKO.
Randy Orton. That was not the music that was supposed to play. Then again.
What is? Yeah. What is the music that's supposed to play in life, you know?
Well, I don't even know if we're going to get any. So, I'm sorry.
So, you brought up King Barrett. I got a source in the E, if you will.
Inside of the E?
Yes.
Is inside. It a 450?
I can't disclose. It may be a 225.
Okay, so I just gave the Raw results.
Right.
And you're going to talk about who?
King Barrett. You were just,
oh,
you just
okay.
talked
I was
about
just
King
talking
Barrett.
About King Barrett. Okay.
So my insider said that King Barrett may be dropping the King from his gimmick.
Really? Why is that?
King Barrett. Jesus.
King Barrett. Yeah.
King
yes.
Barrett.
Yes, King Barrett.
Brought back his old Bad News promo during a segment at the WWE main event taping on Tuesday night. Currently, there is no word yet as to whether or not he will be dropping the King gimmick. However, it has been talked about for some time. You want to hear something else my source told me?
What else did your source tell you?
That your stunt double, WWE superstar Damian Sandow.
Oh, yes.
Had some problems with United Airlines this morning.
Really? You don't say. What happened?
He tweeted the following. You only get one chance to pick someone up from their first day of school. Two delays in Chicago and customer service not caring. Thanks, at United. Then, later, tweets, no response from at United. I'm not going to let any airline and or anyone ruin my day. I'm happy to be going home. Focus on the good.
Really?
Then,
okay.
He goes on to say, made it home in one piece, later than expected, but glad to be in God's country. Hashtag, my old Kentucky home.
So he went back to Kentucky?
Yeah.
Is he doing the Macho Man gimmick?
He will. I can't even speculate. I have no idea.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Fair.
If you'd get off your phone.
Fair enough, then.
Your phone's getting in the way of the show.
Is it?
It is.
Tell me all about how my phone's getting in the way of this show.
It's your turn to say something.
Is it my turn to say something?
Yeah, I just told you.
CM Punk recently did an interview.
Oh, I thought he was here because I was going to tell him not to drop the mics because they cost money.
Yeah, no. And when he was asked about the Hulk Hogan racism controversy, Punk replied to that with, I don't really have a comment on it.
Because my name is Phil Brooks now.
Like I said, though stuff that you say can come back and bite you in the ass, everybody gets what they deserve in the world. Hopefully he issued a sincere apology. And we can all move on from it. We all have said stupid things, and I don't think you should judge somebody on what they said a long time ago. But some of the stuff is harsher than other things. It is what it is.
That's mighty white of him.
Why do you say that?
The whole racist thing with Hulk Hogan, that statement being 10 racists.
Yeah.
Kind of tight.
I'm curious to hear what his old comrades of the Lunatic Wrestling Federation, Billy Wack, his brother Mike, and all those guys have to say about old Phil Brooks and or CM Punk and what he has to say there about Hogan. I mean, none of them, let's be honest, none of them really like Hogan, but I'm just curious to hear what they got to say about that.
What about Supreme Aryan? You don't care about him?
Well, he might have something. Well, when asked about WWE superstar Daniel Bryan, who popularized popularized Diego Sanchez's yes chant to the WWE audience, supporting Punk's MMA aspirations. Punk said, I thought it was pretty cool. Everybody in WWE, whether they admit it or not, are big fans of the UFC. Like everything else, they are 10 years behind the curve on everything, but they are slowly warming up to MMA. Now it's all Ronda Rousey. But a couple years ago, when I mentioned her, they told me the sport was despicable. Everything they are doing now is something I told them 5 years ago. They live in a bubble. When you are on the road this much, you are all in and nothing else matters. I lived in the bubble. They built this empire and they are the best at what they do. But they still have no fucking idea what goes on outside of the bubble.
Bubble.
Yeah, your turn.
can't really get much music on this. So, sir, there's been another photo of Brad Maddox's new look.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to plug another person's podcast real quick.
Okay.
Former WCW announcer Tony Schiavone, or as Chris Jericho once called him, Schiavone, will be the guest on Jim Ross's Ross Report podcast, which drops next Tuesday night at 9 p.m.
When?
Eastern Standard Time. It actually says which drops next Tuesday night at 9 Eastern at podcast1.com.
Podcast One's huge, man.
Huge. So, Brad Maddox, who got a new gimmick, his name now, Joshua Kingsley.
You know it's Brad Maddox, though?
Yes. That is Brad Maddox.
There's no...
Yes.
It's like...
Look at the picture.
Oh, they dyed his hair and everything. He's now a blonde.
Yeah.
Sporting the old... What's that?
It almost...
It looks like a fucking farmer from the 1930s, almost. 50s, maybe. 60s, 40s. I don't know.
Farmer? I was going to say, like, an almost skinhead-esque gimmick with those suspenders.
Yeah, that's because you know that. But maybe. I don't know. It's WWE. Actually, he kind of looks like one of the... There's a outdoor theater show in Branson. Shepherd of the Hills. And he looks like one of those guys from the Shepherd of the Hills.
There's him from a further... But see, he's got like the boots...
I guess you could say maybe he's coming off kind of...
American History X.
Put your teeth on the curb. I guess.
Bite the curb.
Oh, God, I could never do that, man. Just the thought of that.
I did it 3 times on the way over.
Just the thought of someone, like, literally biting the curb and their teeth touching the concrete. I can't get over the... Mm-mm. Nope. Oof. Fuck that shit, man.
Are you excited for NXT TakeOver Brooklyn?
Oh, you doing another one?
I was. I didn't know if you were going to be ready.
Go ahead. No, I'm... Go ahead. Do your thing.
Are you excited about it?
I'm for Brooklyn.
Right. On this week's episode of NXT, 2 more matches were announced for next Saturday night's NXT TakeOver Brooklyn special that will air live on WWE Network.
Hey.
NXT's women's champion, Sasha Banks, will defend against Bayley and Samoa Joe.
Wait, what?
Exactly. The way it's... Okay.
The way it's worded over there? Yeah, okay.
They didn't punctuate it nicely.
All right. So you're reading it.
Right. Okay. NXT Women's Champion Sasha Banks will defend against Bayley in a completely different match. Samoa Joe will square off against Baron Corbin.
That's awesome.
Now here's what your card looks like. You have the...
Shikara? We're talking about Shikara?
No, NXT.
NXT. Okay, we're talking about NXT, not Shikara. Correct. All right, got you.
Ladder match for the NXT Championship. Finn Balor is your champ versus Kevin Owens. NXT Tag Team Championship match. You have the champions, Blake and Murphy, versus the Vaudevillians. NXT's Women's Championship
match.
Yeah,
the Vaudevillians. That's kind of like the era that Maddox looks like he's in with that look. Aside from, you know, you thinking he's a fucking Nazi and a white power supremacist.
Right, right. It would be happening.
I mean, he comes out in a bomber jacket, then, you know, maybe you're onto something.
So now you have the Women's Championship match of Sasha Banks, your champ, versus Bayley. Who cares? The match that everyone on the internet will be talking about, Jushin Thunder Liger versus Tyler Breeze.
Why is everyone going to be talking about it? Just because it's Jushin?
Yes.
That's going to be the only reason.
The indie wrestling
world. Jushin Thunder Liger.
The indie wrestling world will be abuzz about
this match. The schmucks. The schmarks will be a buzz. That's about it.
Then you have Joe versus
How
Baron.
Old is Jushin Thunder Liger?
94.
I mean, seriously, how old is he? He can't be...
Some say it's been, like, different people under the mask, if you will. That's been the rumor.
I'm pretty sure it has been.
Like Robin.
There's been many different Robins.
There's been at least two.
Three.
I don't know. I said at least. I'm not sure.
Wasn't it you we had this conversation on the show about the Robin... Was it on a show? Oh, man, I don't even know now.
Can I get through these last couple?
Hey, we have an hour to kill here, okay? Calm your boner down. Don't worry about rushing through shit.
I see what's going on.
And my computer's slow.
You got Joe versus Baron Corbin. Who cares? You know who Apollo Crews is?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Apollo
Crews. You know him as Uha? Uha?
Oh, what? He's already on NXT TV? Uha Nation?
He will make his debut.
Well, that dude's like really like a freak in nature. Have you ever seen him?
Yeah.
You watch his shit?
No.
I'm not a fan. He appeals to the fucking, the smart marks. The smarks that, you know.
I'm not trying to say black people.
The purist, if you will.
The black people.
No. I mean, it's not even a racist comment. There's not even, no need for that. He appeals to...
Watermelon.
Okay.
Fried chicken.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead. As you were saying...
No, I lost my train of thought, sorry.
No, I'm sorry, buddy.
No, it's all good. I got like 15 other things trying to happen over here at the same time, so...
So you want me to take over?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm trying to get my computer up and running here so I can continue, but...
You want to know about the Icon Sting?
Not really.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
All right, my stuff's back. You can shut up now.
Part of the reason WWE decided against using Sting at SummerSlam is because the card is already loaded with stars like The Undertaker, Brock Lesnar, and Stephen Amell. It's possible the E is holding off on using Sting as a hook to sell the network in September for Night of Champions.
Come on, what?
Which takes place.
They're going to lose him on. They're going to use him on low peak.
Well, it's, you know, it's also going to be in his current home state of Texas. And if the E brings back Sting in September, it's possible he will work a 6-man tag match with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose against Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, and Eric Rowan. That is, if Rowan is back by that point. There's talk that he could be out of action
I remember
until
hearing
November.
Something. I remember hearing something. I'm trying to make... This is all about us talking, not reading all the time.
Right, I wanted to finish my statement.
No, though. Who cares? It's not your statement.
It's prepared by me.
Matt Boone's statement.
That's my indie wrestling handle. I go by Matt Boone.
Yeah. Yeah, about your many other names. You are the faceless man.
I'm the man of 1,000 names.
And about 2.5 moves, right?
I'm half a John Cena, man.
No, but I've heard about him feuding with Bray Wyatt, which I think is weird.
Look how good Bray Wyatt made The Undertaker look, though.
I guess so.
So much so that The Undertaker's coming back for SummerSlam.
Oh, hey, when you feel it, you feel it, I guess. I guess.
And
really? So,
who are those people?
It was announced that The Rock has signed on to star in the big screen adaptation of Baywatch.
Uh-oh. Is he going to be who I think he's going to be?
I do not know, but the story is centered on a by-the-book and very serious lifeguard, Dwayne Johnson, who is forced to team up with the young, rule-flouting hothead, Zac Efron, in order to save their beach from environmental destruction at the hands of an oil tycoon.
Oh, I thought you were saying the EPA.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm curious to see how. I mean, some, you know, Rock Samoan, so he'll probably be one of those natural. Whatever. I'm gonna stop talking. Go ahead.
So I have spoilers for the next 3 weeks of NXT.
Oh, you don't say.
Spoilers, people. Spoilers. I don't want people getting butthurt.
This should be riveting.
Riveting.
All right, go ahead. We're listening.
August 19th, you have a contract signing between Bayley and Sasha Banks.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Who cares? Tyler Breeze defeats an enhancement talent, which I hear might be 450.
Uh-huh.
Then you have Zack Ryder, Mojo Rawley, Enzo Amore.
Mojo McQueen?
No, no. I really like Enzo Amore. I will say that. And Big Cass. Big Cass is cool, too.
Big Cass.
Defeated for the new recruits. One of those could be 450. I don't know. 450 was back on NXT, though. You have Blake and Murphy defeating Angelo Dawkins and Sawyer Fulton. Whoever the hell any of these people are.
If you watch NXT, you would know.
If you did watch NXT, you would know. I agree. Samoa Joe defeats Steve Cutler. After the match, Baron Corbin attacks Joe.
No. For real?
For real.
God.
Samoa Joe. Anyway. On to Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens cuts a promo on Finn Balor. Balor comes out, and the two brawl, and Finn gets the upper hand. Your August 26th show.
Really? That's what you've done? If you've gone to the top of the fucking list? You're a fucking douche. I went in three fucking pages to fucking find shit to work my way up.
We'll meet in the middle,
no,
buddy.
No, we won't.
We will.
That's so retarded, but go ahead.
I want to bring people up-to-date news. Not, you know, the current events. For August 26th, Sasha Banks defeated Gianna Daddio. I have a feeling she works with Enzo Amore. Rhino and Baron Corbin defeated The Ascension. The Ascension can't even win in NXT anymore. How long until they get cut?
I don't like The Ascension at all. I'm surprised they still have a job, to be honest with you.
Alexa Bliss defeated Blue Pants. No fucking...
I can't believe that chick still is under that name, Blue Pants.
Whatever.
That's insane to me.
Ooha Nation, I mean...
Ooha!
Apollo Crews.
Ooha!
Defeated...
How many Apollos do they have now?
33.
Isn't there, like, the New Day guy? The other New Day. Isn't his name Apollo?
I don't know. I'm
I'd pretty sure... I'm checking it out. I'm going to check it out while you continue.
Well, Apollo Crews defeated Alexander Wolfie. It's probably Wolf, but I like saying Wolfie. Eva Marie defeated Billy Kay.
Xavier Woods.
Close.
Close enough.
Jason Jordan and Chad Gable defeated Neville and Solomon Crowe. And in the September 2nd show, the show that would be 17 days before your birthday, Mr. Holiday.
Whose birthday?
Your birthday.
That's right.
Carmella defeated Peyton Royce. Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa defeated Tyler Breeze and Bull Dempsey. Dana Brooke defeated Billy Kay. And then you have Neville defeated Kevin Owens by DQ. Owens came out with the NXT title for the match.
Ooh.
After the match, Balor comes out to stop Owens from beating on Neville. Breeze comes out to help Owens take out Finn.
Okay.
Neville comes back and teams with Balor to take out Breeze as Owen runs away.
No way. All right. Good for you. You're doing really good, buddy. Really good.
Yeah. Somebody's got to pick up the show.
Now you just got to make it a little more personal.
No. No.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit. A little bit. It's halfway through the podcast here. We're going to take a little breather.
Oh, does that mean I can go have a cigarette?
Yeah, pretty much.
Can I just open the window?
And no.
I'll smoke outside the window.
Jesus, man, just stop. Just stop.
That's what
like
she
a little
said.
Kid.
That's what she said.
Like a little kid, man.
That's what she said. All
right. This is Thursday Night Thunder for Thursday, August 13th. I am Max Holiday.
And I am Johnny Draven. Hey.
You're listening to
Fuck it right in the pussy.
The Hot Pod.
Listening to the Hot Pod.
Bam! Bam!
And we're back here on Thursday Night Thunder on the Hop Pod. I'm Max Holiday.
I am Johnny Draven.
And
Draven.
We're here giving you some pro wrestling news.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, rumors, and of course...
opinions.
Our opinions.
Sound great. I'm never gonna be done. Lean on it. Now welcome to the kingdom. The kingdom with a
king's bow down. I put it in her pooper.
Coincidentally.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, I'd have banged her like the Macho Man did.
Would you have?
Oh, I still would.
Just yesterday.
Oh, just yesterday.
Just yesterday, Stephanie McMahon.
Gave me a bow.
No.
It's true.
Stephanie McMahon cashed out over $2 million worth of WWE stock this week. Just yesterday. Selling 46,794 shares on Monday, worth $1,012,000, and another 59,137 shares on Tuesday, worth $1.2 million.
Of the 98 billion shares she had.
Why is she selling off her shares, man? What do you think the deal there is?
It's nothing.
I don't know. That worries me. You know that Vince McMahon is considered he's a certified billionaire again. Did you hear about that?
He made the list, and then he fell off of it because he became not a billionaire.
No, this year.
Correct.
He's a billionaire again.
You're a billionaire.
Yeah. I kind of wish I was. Thanks. That's awesome. I appreciate that. Now, because you had to have that cigarette sitting right there inside of my studio, we have the pleasure of listening to all the cars drive by the building. Motorcycles, trucks. Yes. Yeah, Rowdy's Piper's family was in attendance for last night's WWE
No Chance and Rowdy
SmackDown
Rowdy
taping in Portland, Oregon, where the family lived for several years. The family was sitting at ringside as Eden opened the SmackDown tapings with a tribute video and package to... Yes.
You know what? You've got no chance in hell, sir.
I know. Boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka. So, speaking of Piper, you know there was a final Piper's Pit?
Was there?
There was. It was for MCW.
MCW.
MCW out in, where the hell are they at?
Bum-fucking Egypt.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But here, we're going to play the audio from Piper's last Piper's Pit ever, right before he passed away.
Ever.
So you're going to hear him. He's in the ring. He's jumping around. You know? Here we go. We're going to bring it in.
And you got to wonder, who's this guest at Piper's Pit?
Now, we're probably going to hear storyline-wise. It's probably going to, a lot of this is going to tie to this MCW. But this is the last Piper's Pit ever.
The bagpipes who played him out. Also played him out at WrestleMania 1.
Good to know.
How about that for coming full circle?
Yeah, it does come full circle.
A very cool moment here in the history of MCW.
Thanks for having us, guys, by the way.
Flamingo.
Let's let Piper talk, I guess.
How you all doing, man?
Good.
Big hand for the bagpiper.
I taught him everything he knows.
Shut up.
Holy cow.
I can't wait to get to scream.
I've met each
you
one of you. And I love you.
Oh, we love you too.
I love Baltimore. Oh, yeah. I've had a lot of fights, and some of them in the ring. Tough town. I called Bruno Sammartino a WAP one time, and whoa. Long night. He's a hell of a man. I love him.
Yeah, Ronnie.
Holy cow.
Get him right here.
Yeah. Knocked out Mr. T. I'm the reason Hogan's got no hair. The reason Ultimate Warrior ran so fast, I was chasing him. You just didn't see it. This thing here, I was just nerves. I have seen some stuff.
Yeah.
Baby Jesus.
You saw baby Jesus?
I love you too. You know, like, when I started, it was just like sawdust on the floor. I'm not kidding you. There was no police. I used to go into Denny's, same time you guys did. First thing I'd do is I'd go to the book. Hello. Oh, it's Vince McMahon. Is that you?
What? He had a little heat with McMahon because, you know, he got fired.
Or is it Steve Austin?
Oh, he took a shot.
I just stay in trouble, man. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Me either, dude.
I'm not gonna make many more of these. So I want to enjoy them while I can. I know you're hot.
I am hot. Thank you.
And I love you so much.
Oh, I'm gonna switch your mic off.
Gotta admit, those young men and ladies back there, holy cow.
Right?
They're good. They're good.
I like this stuff.
You know? I started when I was 15 years old. My nuts hadn't dropped. Oh, shoot. Sorry. What was that? Do you remember Goldust? Remember Goldust? The backyard, what was it, backlot brawl? Or
parking
so
lot.
Vince McMahon gives Goldust a Cadillac, and I get a baseball.
I remember that.
It's in Chicago.
Yeah. I was like, why?
There you go.
Why?
Holy cow. He's fighting a guy with fishnet and stockings on. I wrestled a bear one time for $25. I didn't do well. Bear did fine.
Yeah. Wonder what the bear got paid.
Let's call him up.
I love you too. I don't know what you think of wrestling, as I've seen it change so much.
Me too.
I've seen it where now...
too much.
You know how they got catering? One day, Morocco and myself, and we just left. Next week, we had pizzas. That was the beginning of catering. These guys got catering. They got writers. Writers? Writers suck. I mean, really, if you don't know what you're doing when you go in there and you need a writer, you need to find another job. Maybe one that leaves the light on or something. I don't know. So I get here today, you know, and I'm just kind of humming through, and I find out that there's a former WWE writer. By the way, there's a lot of those. Former. In between engagements, just let go. No, you're fired because you suck. So back then, I don't know ever what I'm going to do when I get here. You might have noticed that. Back there, there's some guy, he's got a beef with me, and he's a writer, for, or ex, a fired ex-writer, I don't know, transgender, SPC,
PISSING.
Oh, wow.
Did they cut him off?
Well, yeah, now they're going to wing cut this part out. Yeah, this is where they bring out their guy. And it was pretty cool, though, to listen to Piper. You know, that's where their story picks up as far as the show goes. So it was pretty cool, though, to listen to Piper. And
I agree.
And his last Piper's Pit ever. It's kind of sad, actually. But, okay.
I hope wherever he's at. It's a whole lot of bubblegum.
I know. Me too. Anyways, what do you got going? What do you got going for us?
I did some research and found that new John Cena merchandise revealed. Major spoiler for SummerSlam. Give me at least the Thuganomic one. Can you give me that one at least?
I guess.
I thought Will was coming in.
Oh, man.
WWEshop.com. Yeah. I can feel this. WWE. Let me try this. Let's this ride.
Word life. This is basic Thuganomic.
Word life. Yeah.
Can you just imagine John Cena word sitting there in the booth like this?
Right.
Whatever.
Anyway, WWEshop.com has added new merchandise for United States Champion John Cena that appears to spoil the outcome of his upcoming WWE Championship match against Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. The new orange and green apparel features Never Give Up and a cartoon of Cena on the front with You Can't See Me and 15 Times on the back. The 15 Times is, of course, in reference to Cena's 15 World Heavyweight title reign.
Ooh.
The timing of this new merchandise, which went on sale right before SummerSlam, indicates that Cena will not be securing his record-tying 16th title reign at SummerSlam.
I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. What does that mean?
It means that WWE launching a whole new line of 15-time authentic merchandise for Cena just a week before next weekend's pay-per-view suggests that Cena won't be capturing the WWE World Heavyweight Championship again anytime soon, and thus, Rollins looks to be walking out of SummerSlam with the gold.
That's fucked up, man. That's really fucked up. But, speaking of Rollins. Rollins. Speaking of Rollins. His good buddy. I'm sure you heard about it. Roman Reigns.
Believe that.
Apparently
Was that pretty good?
Yeah, that is pretty good. Apparently a fan wanted to cash in their money in the bank. And they did so. Did you hear about this?
Believe that.
I'm going to take that as a yes, you did. Okay.
I did.
All right. I was like, I got a video right here for you of a fan taking in. Here we go. I'll play that for you real quick on this computer. Anyways, no need for that. Roman Reigns was hit with a replica Money in the Bank briefcase on Saturday's live event that hit Reigns in the head. Reigns commented and said, I was confused at first. I thought Bray hit me in the head with the kendo stick. So immediately I was like, oh, man, you're about to get it, brother. oh, you're about to get your butt whooped. But then I looked down and I could see the briefcase. So then I'm trying to piece this thing together. If you see the video, you see me stand up where I kind of got a little bit hot. Once I was able to process the situation in a matter of seconds, I knew what needed to be done, and our security team took care of it. Now, he also praises the security team for the work that they did. He says it was just a bad choice by a 31-year-old man throwing briefcases at entertainers while they're busting their butt for you. Everybody was on top of it. He was escorted out briefly after, and luckily for me, the briefcase was plastic, so it didn't hurt, but it was scary. What if it was something that could have hurt me, hit me in the eye? Oh, don't sound like a crybaby. I'm a character, and I'm a sports entertainer and a wrestler, but I'm also a father and a husband and a provider. So for me, that's scary because I'm just going out there to put on a good show and provide for my family and take care of my future. And if somebody takes that away from me, for what? For 10 seconds of internet fame? That's tough to deal with. That's hard to process. Roman Reigns. Sounds like a tool.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I think it's about time for me and Raja.
You and Raja, what?
It's not working anymore.
Oh, your computer's not working anymore?
No.
Why is that? You don't even have any clue, huh?
I have no idea, sir.
Me neither. So I would just close that out and start anew. That's usually what you do in a situation like that. Close it out and start a...
It's droopy, just like you.
Wah, wah. That's okay, I got it fixed.
Wah, wah.
At some point, I'll fix it. Yeah, I tighten it down now. That's fucking ridiculous.
This is going to sound shitty on the playback.
Ah, no, that's going to sound shitty.
Oh, it's back.
Oh, see, I told you.
Damn it. Whoa. Is it just me? So, yeah. I was talking to my buddy Brian Kendrick. He talks about training Eva Marie, his NXT matches, and much more.
Okay.
I asked him how he felt about his recent matches in NXT. His response? Those experiences were great. I got to wrestle a couple of buddies in the two
really?
Matches I had down there.
That's all he said? Those experiences were great?
One was Sami Callihan, Solomon Crow. The other with Fergal Devitt, Finn Balor.
A Finn Balor?
And both guys I knew before they were signed. And both are guys
right.
that I am also a fan of, just as people
both
and
guys
as
you knew.
Performers.
Both guys you knew before they made it to the main stage.
To get asked to do
ooh, yeah.
these things was a lot of fun.
Okay.
It was a treat to get to wrestle such talented wrestlers.
Okay.
I then asked my friend, Brian Kendrick, how the NXT cameo came about. You know what he said?
He sucked some dude off.
No, it was just a lot of luck. They brought me down just to go to the developmental system because I have a wrestling school out here in L.A. It was a chance for me to get to go down to see how the Performance Center runs things for a week and observe some things. So they decided to throw me a dark match. And, of course, I brought my gear because that's what any good wrestler does.
Brings their gear.
And it just so happened that it fell into my lap.
Any good wrestler brings their gear to the show with them. Any good wrestler brings their gear to the show with them. It's like rule. You're going to anything wrestling related, you bring your gear with you. Because you never know. You never, ever, ever know when you're going to need to gear up. Now, a minute ago, I was talking about Stephanie McMahon selling her stocks.
Yeah.
Following, now, several other WWE executives have been selling off their shares as well.
Huh.
Kevin Dunn sold 40,000 shares of WWE stock on 8/5 at $22 for $909,000. Michelle Wilson, WWE's chief revenue and marketing officer, sold 25,000 of her shares for $500,000. And Basil V. DeVito Jr., WWE's senior advisor to business strategies, sold 4,100 shares at $21.75 for $89. You know what? I think WWE's share, now this is just, I can tell you right now that WWE share currently is at $21.01 a share.
Really?
So, it is very,
very.
All they did was sell at WWE's highest $22.74 share. I think that one might have been the highest. Or what was Stephanie? What she sell? What I say she sold?
40 some thousand.
Yeah, but what did I say? What?
1.2 million or something like that.
Per share? Did I say what the per share? I just think that I don't think anything's going on. I don't think any speculation needs to happen at this point because
who's to know how many millions of shares they have?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think that the shares were at a decent price, and they just got dumped them. They dumped what they had.
Maybe it's
what
all
they
back
wanted.
To school shopping.
$500,000 and back to school shopping? Really?
You are, you know, the games kid.
That's a bit insane, dude.
So is his WrestleMania entrances, but
well, I will agree with you there, and we're still gonna have to deal with him for a couple more years.
Unfortunately, just as I was saying, unfortunately, I think the show has come to an end, has it not?
Well, if you would let me go ahead, I could end it properly without you trying to call me out on it. But no.
Oh. Did I hurt your feelings?
No, not at all. No. Just makes us, you know.
Conflict creates cash. We learned that from Mr. Bischoff.
There's no conflict here.
90 seconds.
No conflict at all. See, the bitch is telling us.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been another exciting evening of Thursday Night Thunder. I am Max Holiday.
And I am Johnny Draven.
And we will see you all on, well, will you be here Monday?
Yes.
We will see you all. You know, anything you want to say then before we get going?
It's full. Perfect.
60 seconds.
We will see you all on Monday night.
You won't see shit.
No.
You'll hear us.
Yeah. On Monday night when we return for the pod. And it should be an exciting evening because this Saturday I'm going to be at WrestleFest.
Say hi to Nash and all.
In Romeoville, 55 Phelps Street.
Street.
In Romeoville. It's a big complex. You won't miss it. Come out and see it. For more information, pwblitz.com. Ticket general admission, $35. Also, Anarchy Pro will have ambulance match in Summit. Mojo McQueen takes on Buddy Roberts Jr. for the Anarchy Pro Heavyweight title in an ambulance match. Loser leaves in an ambulance. Till next week, everybody. We'll catch you on the flip side.
We out.
Monday, here we come.
Who's Monday?